Okay, today we're looking at images and mainly connected with databases. And it's images first group, PHP. So, I have a bunch of images that I've collected, and they are there, and I'm using those images. So, for everything I'm doing, when I refer to an image, I'm going to be saying, go to the image folder, and that's where you'll find the image. Okay? So I'm going to the images folder, and that's where the image is located. So on the first one, I have days of the week. And let me open that one. There. Okay. So I have these set up such that different images show on different days of the week. And since this is Tuesday, we are getting this particular image. And again, as I said, the image is being stored in this directory. So when I ask for the image source, I'm storing it in that directory. Okay, so what I did here is I started out and I wanted the date. So the date requires that I put in here date default time zone is set. So I'm setting the default time zone. Okay, so I've got set default time zone set and it's America, New York. Okay, so I'm setting it for East Coast time, basically. Okay, and again, for you that just came in, I am looking at images first group PHP, and specifically day of week PHP. So, I set the default time zone, then I said the day equals date one, and that particular code will get me the day of the week, so it gets me a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. And then I said, now I want the date to be the date in the format year, month, day. And so up at the top, I said, echo different images will show on different days, and I have the date in there. So that's the date that I got in the format of year, month, day. Okay, and I actually thought I was organized this morning. But one battery is gone, so I'm going to replace the battery.
Well, Professor, is that your dog?
It was my daughter's. But we had her for a year or two while my daughter lived abroad.
It's beautiful. Where he, I don't know.
She... Yeah, she's a Malamute wolf combination. She's no longer alive, but she was a Malamute and wolf combination when my daughter got to Texas. Okay, that looks like it's working now. Okay, so that is, then I go through an if statement in here, and again, I retrieve the day of the week using that code from date. And there's a whole lot of codes that can retrieve different days of the week. So I went in and said, okay, if the day equals Monday, echo out it is Monday, no class, do homework, echo, and then I put out the image source. Okay, so notice that I'm switching over to HTML when I'm doing that and putting out the image source equals, and I've got the name of the image there. Okay, and the image, as I said, are all inside a subdirectory that I have called images. And so I have to go to the subdirectory and then pull out the image. Okay, so it's a subdirectory underneath the directory. So again, for you who just came in, this is where I am. I'm at images, first group, PHP. I'm looking at day of the week, PHP. And images is the place where I've stored all of the images that I'm using in this. Okay. So, since it is Tuesday, I'm getting this particular image because I'm getting the dog 250 image. Okay, so I'm getting this particular image, and other days I would get another image. Okay. So, the way that the image went up there is echo image source, moving over to HTML to use the image source, and then saying I want the image source to be this particular image. Okay. Actually, I'm not sure I took a picture. And then I just have kind of a bunch of tests here to test different ways of putting things up. And I'm going to look at some of them, but probably not all of them, because they are kind of repetitious. Okay, on this one, I've got a random number, and so I set up an array. And the array is dog images, and the array is dog 150, dog 225, and so forth. So those are names that I have over here under images, or some of the names that I have. So those are some of the names that I have. Now notice that there is a .jpg when I go to use it, and that will come up in a minute. But I'm just giving the names of the dogs in the array. So I said dog 150, dog 225, and I've set up an array of this. Then I said, all right, I want an index that's a random number from 0 up to the count of the number of things in the array minus 1. And last Thursday, we looked at this count thing. Okay, so I'm saying the count. Okay. And if I bring this up then and run this one is random image. Okay, so it's displaying a random image. And if I click again, I'm seeing different images when I click. because it is generating a different random number. Yeah.
So the pictures have to be stored in a file.
They don't have to be. I just chose to.
Oh, you chose.
Okay. And a lot of times people do that. They will put images in a subdirectory or make their own directory of it, and then they've got to give even more of a path if you make a separate directory for it. But they will use a path mainly because images take up a lot of room. And so I don't particularly want to repeat them. And so if I store them in a separate subdirectory, then if I use them in 10 different programs, I can go get them out from the 10 different programs. Okay? So especially an image that I am going to be using repetitively, like BCC's site would have certain images that they use a lot, and they probably have them stored in the subdirectory or a directory. So these are the pictures. I'm now getting the count. And then I said, okay, dot image equals images slash dog image modified by the index.jpg. Okay? And so I am going to the array called dog images. I am grabbing a image from there. And I am appending on the .jpg, and I had JPEG as capitals for these images, so I've got .jpg there with capitals. Okay, so I have an array of the names of the pictures. Then I went in and said, find me a random number between 0 and the length of the array. And then I said, all right, now go get me an image. And I said, I want dog images that the index is pointing to. So if the index is a 2, I'm going to have 250.jpg. Okay, so I'm saying images, and go get me dog 250.jpg. So the random number will generate a random image. Okay, that just got me the image. Now, in this particular one, I went out to HTML. And the one that you saw previously, I embedded image source into the echo statement. On this one, I actually left PHP, came down and had a paragraph here, and I said image source equals, and then I went back into the PHP and put the echo statement in and said echo out the image. Okay, so the image has the address, and then I said, okay, go back into PHP and echo out the address. So you can either embed it in your PHP, or you can do what I just did here, which is go back to HTML, and within the HTML, I did a quick switch into PHP in order to do it, and then close the PHP, and then continued on with the HTML. Okay, so you've got those ways of doing it. Random image 1. Okay, this is one. Let's see, this is called random image 1. Okay. in this one I set up a two-dimensional array. Okay? The first part of the array is going in and for each picture. And for each element within the array, there's both a picture and a description. So I have an array within an array. I have an array that's this whole collection, and then within that I have a small array that just gives the dog name and the description. Okay, the dog, the image name and the description. Okay. So I set it up and I set an array, and then I went down and said, okay, an array within an array, and I started it out that way. And I said, pick dog is going to relate to dog 150, and description pick is going to just say first picture. And then I go down to the next dog is dog 225 and 250. So this one was apparently the fifth picture. Okay, because it's saying fifth picture, and so the image that goes with fifth picture is 625. So this is the image that I have for 625. Okay. And if I refresh this, okay, apparently there's something wrong with the fourth picture. No, there it is. All right. I don't know what happened there. There's the sixth picture. So it's going in and giving me the picture and the description. Okay. So again, the way I did it is I said random zero to the count, and then I said, okay, the image equals images. And then I've got the curly braces around this, because again, this happened to be something that it got confused on. I got too much going on in there, and so I put the curly braces in. We can try taking the curly braces out and see if this edition is happy with that. And then I put out, I grabbed the description. On each one of these, I'm going in via index, and then via either picture dog or description. Okay. So I'm saying index, and index will take me to one of these. Okay, so index 0, index 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then once I get to that inner array, I am taking out either the pick dog, which is the kind of key, or the description, which is the key. Because again, you've got keys and values going on here. Okay, so these are the keys, and these are the values. So index pick dog is going to get me the value of pick dog, which is dog 150 or dog 250 or whatever it happens to be based on the random number. So then I echoed out the description, and then I did what I did in the previous one, which is I left PHP, went back to HTML, and said image source equals, and I put the PHP in there, and then I put out the description again within the HTML. So again, it's just two ways of doing it. I can embed it, or I can go out and go back into PHP. Now, what I was going to experiment with is taking the curly braces out. And that's what I got. Okay. It had problems putting out the image when I took out the curly braces. Okay. Okay, so I took the curly braces out, and that's what I got. And so now I'm going to put the curly braces back in. And it's working again, and I got the first picture. So again, if you find that you have put, and we talked about this last week, if you find that an address that you have that's evolving an array, you swear it's the right address, but it just doesn't get it, try putting the curly braces in to enclose it. And that usually will work. Okay? And I don't know how else to describe it other than it gets confused. Okay? You've thrown too much at it and it's not sorting it out correctly. And the curly braces will help it to do that. Okay, this one is 1A. That's what I thought I'd done. Okay, and this one kind of writes up what I said there. Dog image is an array is an array of associative arrays. Each associative array has two elements which are retrieved by either the key pick dog or the key descript dog. Okay. So I'm using the index to select the appropriate associative array, and then I'm using the key pick dog to get the image and the key description to get description pick to get the description. Now on this one, I just experimented, and I've done other experiments where I could enclose the image in single quotes, or I could enclose it in no quotes, and both of them worked. And you can see that they're both up here. So both of my echoes worked, and that was just to show you that that can be written either way. Okay? I can either put single quotes around the image, or I can put nothing around it, and it will work fine. And in this, these, I am doing the echo in the original PHP. I didn't leave the PHP. I extracted the image, I extracted the description, and then I echoed them out. So I use image source to echo out the image, and with the description, I can just say echo the description. Yeah?
Is it possible to place these pictures in the MySQL database language? Or is it just PHP?
You can store images in a database. It's not recommended. Because it clogs things up too much. It takes up too much room. It's recommended, and actually we'll look at that later today probably, or if not next week. But the way it's usually done is you store the address in the database. And then you can go and find it. But instead of storing the actual image, you store the address in the database. Okay. I think I already took pictures, but just in case. Okay, 1B, I think also. Yeah, I want to look at 1B. Okay, this one put up okay, you can see that I have over there four echoes where I think I'm going to put up the image. And three of them worked, and one did not. Okay? And the problem is with this bottom one, putting the single quotes around there, the single quotes don't allow the substitution to work correctly. And the interesting part of that is if you do a view source of this, so if you do a view source, notice that this particular all of them got resolved. So this one got resolved to give the address. This one got resolved to give the address, as did this one. The last one didn't get resolved. It still has the dollar sign, the image. So it didn't get resolved. And if you look back at something where the picture's not coming up, you can determine whether it's your code or a problem with the picture. Because if I look here, these are all giving the address of the picture, so the picture's coming up. This is giving the image, which is the PHP name for the image, and so it is not saying that it's going to generate the image. And the problem is, even though it allows the single quotes inside, it does not allow the single quotes on the outside. Okay, so that one is where the problem lies. So basically, in the one that I showed you before is the way I would do this, and I would not put the single quotes on the outside. If you do, you have to go through what I did in the top one, which is closing the single quotes, opening double quotes, etc., etc., to make it work. And that's just more aggravation than it's worth. So the middle two are the easy, well, actually, I think the easiest ways are the two that I showed you in the other one. This one, I don't have one with no quotes around it. And I think that's an easier one to do, too. In all of these, I would take the technique that you find that works, and I would stop there and not look at all of these, not even work with all of these. But you should kind of know they exist, because if you're asked to maintain something, then, and you see these, you should know what's going on. The test one, I think, is just where I was playing. Usually if I put the word test in, I don't even know if you have it. But if I put the word test in, that's usually where I am, you know, copying and pasting and seeing if something works and all that good stuff. Did you have that one even? The one that says test? Do you have that one when you download it? You do? Edit 2 is doing it with a for each statement. Okay? So on this one, I'm going in and I'm showing all of the images. So this is random image 2. And I'm showing all of the images one after another. So if you go through and scroll down, you'll see them all. And I'm showing them twice because I have the two ways of doing it in there. And these are also, I think, good approaches that work.
So I have a for each, and then the name of the array, and I say, and each one in the array will be referred to as the image. Okay? So down here, when I'm talking about it, I'm talking about the image. So on the top, I said, set up a variable called the dog. Go and get the image and put it in. Okay, so the image will be the first one, 150. The next one will be 225, and we'll keep progressing through that because it's doing it for each one.
And then I said, put out image source equals the dog. And then I put it out again by writing the address there and not using the dog,
but putting the whole address into the echo. So those are, I think, two good ways of doing it.
I don't remember what 3A was, but I think it was very similar. 3A, there it is.
3A is going through, instead of using a for each, I used a for statement. So I just went through, instead of using a for each, I used a standard for statement.
I went from count 0 to count less than 6. And my dollar sign count plus plus incremented every time.
So this time, I instead of calling it index, I called it count. And I went through and I've got count up here. So is count, which picks each one of the 6. And then pick dog or description pick will pick the element within the inner array.
So that's another one. And the one at the bottom is, again, something I just had played with. I don't even know if it's working now because I played with several things. So now what I want to do is go to the next group, which is images second group. And this gets into the create.
So again, I made an images directory, and in reality, I shouldn't do that. I should make an images one so that I could get to all of these with only making one directory. But basically, I wanted the images with each of the sets of examples, so I made it this way. Okay. So there are my images. Now I can create, and these are what I was talking about when you asked the question. I've got a create image with an address, and I've got create image with the image. Okay? So I've got two ways that I can create the images. Okay. So this is my create. Okay, so I'm doing the same thing that I've done before. I'm including the link password, which is handling my security, or my linking at least. And then I'm saying, okay, the SQL is create table, image address table 1. And it will have an image ID, it will have the image name, and it will have the image address. Okay, so I'm putting on the ID, an ID that I make up or whatever, a name, and the image address. Okay? So that creates the table that I can store this in. And here's the one that inserts, I think this is the one. Yeah, this one is called Insert Image Address OK. And I went down there and this puts in the address. Okay, so I made the ID the same as the number in the picture just because that made my life easier. There's the ID, there's the name of the image, or the name of the image. And here is the address where I can find the image. Okay. And so then these are my inserts. So once I created the table, I did a separate program to do the inserts. And you've seen me do them both together, and that's fine too. But I just have this program that is doing the inserts. And lots of times you do want them separate because I can go in and change this more to take in the data as opposed to hard coding it the way I did and have just the program that does the insert. Okay. But I hard coded the stuff into it, and so I put three images into the table. And basically, these have all been created, so that's why I'm now running these. But they work, and they created it. Okay, if I want to create with the image, this is the second create down there. Lets me create. And the image is given a type of long blob. Whatever. Okay, so if you want to put an image in there, you set it up with the type of long blob, and that stores the image. The problem is, as I said, it takes up a lot of space, it takes up time, it's easier to just store the images in a subdirectory and go get them, rather than storing them with the actual files. But if you need to, that's the way that you can do it. Why do I have two of these up? I really hope I'm capturing things. I seem to be. No, I seem not to be. That's the create. No, that's the right one. Okay. I guess it's working. I have no idea why I have two of these up here. Sorry. I gotta try to figure out why I have two of these. So if I make this go away, and I take a picture of the screen, yeah, I now have a bunch I have to delete, but that's all right. So that's the way I can do it, and then I can access these by going in, and this is what I did to access it. Okay, so I went in and I said, I want a random number between 0 and 2. Okay, so I got the random number between 0 and 2. And I said, if it is 0, then I want to get the image with the ID of 150. If it is 1, I want to get the image with the ID of 250. Otherwise, I want to get the image with the ID of 350. Okay? And then I said, echo out a BR
Not quite sure why I am doing that, but that's all right. Echo get image, so I'm echoing the number because I basically want to see it. And then I went in and did a select. So I'm saying select image ID, image name, image address from the table where the image ID equals get image. Okay, so I've set the get image. I set it up here at either 150, 250, or 350. And now I'm going in and saying, go in to the image, get me the image ID that matches 150, 250, or 350. So I'm going in and selecting from the array. Okay. And then once I've got that, I can put out the result. So I'm putting out the A image. Which is, go in and grab it. So if I go in here, and the address is... What is this? Rand image con basic 1 okay.php. Only a second group. I'm not doing a very good job here. Apparently this was 150, and I went out and selected that and came back and said, okay, row is going to equal to the result of what I got. Set A image equal to row image address, and then echo that up. Okay, so echo out image source. Image. And I got the 150. Okay, if I do this again, come on. I will presumably get, oh, good. 250, and then presumably at some point I would get 350. So this is kind of forcing me to, even though knowing I could have gone to set up an array to do this, but instead of setting up an array, I'm going out to get the address of the image from here. Now, this is terribly impractical because I've got the random number kind of thing, and so I'm doing all that testing. But think about it as in somebody types in a number and says, I want to see image 250. Then you go to your database, use that as the key to find image 250. Okay? So if they type in, the user types in that I want to see image 350, then you can go and retrieve image 350 from the database. So you can have the collection of addresses and everything out there, as opposed to in the other one, I had the collection in an array. Okay, so I had the collection of all of the images and their addresses in the array. Here, I've got it out on a file. Questions? try and remember. Actually, I think this is very much the same. At one point, I put the select up at the top when I wasn't. And then commented it out and put it down at the bottom. Okay, this one, if you decide you want to play with, I did it every possible way. Basically, I thought of all of the possible ways you could write this, and that's what's showing up here. I've got prints, I've got echoes with single quotes, echoes with double quotes, and if you want to play with them at some point, this is the collection of names that you can basically play with. Okay. And what I did is I went across and I have the print going across in a row. So let's see if I can convince that to come up. So there I put out the information. I put out the ID, the name, and I put out the information at the top. All of that stuff up at the top is basically the information. So I was going in and grabbing information and putting information out, and then down further I was grabbing the image and putting the images out. And if you scroll down, I've got all of the images. Ways of putting out the image, and the last one is the one where there's a problem. And that's the one that has the single quotes on the outside. So this is the one that presents the problem. The others all came out fine. And again, if you do a view source on this, everything is looking fine until you get to the end, and then they are just showing the address, the variables supposed to show the address. So this is a playing around with how you can put images up. And I did this with a while loop so that I loop through. Okay, I loop through result. I show the image ID, the image name, the image address, and the image. And then I go down and do it for the second one, and then I go down and do it for the third one. So this goes through using a while loop. And the while loop has row equal to the fetch results. And it goes through and shows all of the information. So those are just some basic ways that you can handle images. You can either handle them by setting them up in a directory and using an array, or setting them up in a directory and using a file to have the information about where they are. But that's true of arrays anyway. When arrays get too big and too unmanageable, people tend to make the array into a file and read the file and look for the record when they're reading the file, as opposed to going in and looking in the array, because putting the array in your program is a lot of code, whereas if you have the file, it is more available to everybody that wants it. So if I have a lot of images that I know a lot of people want to use, it makes sense to put them out on a file. And the same thing on just plain an array. If I have an array that has 1,000 things in it, I don't want to include that in every program, so I don't make it an array, I make it a file. And then you can go in and access the records from the file, and anybody that wants to can go in and access the records from the file. Okay. So this combination of I can use an array or I can use a file is used a lot. In other kinds of ways as well. Basically, this went quite fast. And I don't even remember what try is. Or whether it even works. Somebody can check and tell me. But I don't even remember that one. But usually when I put the word try and test in, it means I'm playing around with something. Okay, what we have left to do is next week we're going to look at email and hope that that works, and test using email for PHP. And then we've got a few things, kind of cleanup things left to do, but we're in pretty good shape. So that's where we stand. I'm letting you out early today because I got through all that and I never thought we would, and I want to play with the email and test that at some point. This week we don't have class Thursday, right? And next week, Thursday is a hybrid week for us. Thursday is. Tuesday is classes, but Thursday I'm not going to be here. So Thursday is a hybrid day, and Eric will be here, and this will be an open lab. Okay, so Thursday will be an open lab. We'll do email on Tuesday, and then, as I said, we've got some cleanup to do the following week of a few things left to look at, and then the last week, my goal is to not have classes, but to have open labs again. And I'll be here for all those. So we'll have open labs hopefully Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, you know, all day on Thursday. On the last week of classes. You'll also get your finals sometime during that, so that will also be a time to start working on the final. Okay. You have 1 week to do the final. So, we're done early today. Either I talked fast, or you just didn't.